gospel soul. Break in the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.denisejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. This is My Gospel Soul Let It Play Monday and Weekend Review. You know, we gotta celebrate God and all that God is doing. So, you know, that's what we do. That's just what we do. We're going to let you know today what's going on in your weather. You know, we're dealing with a lot of stuff in this world today. So we might even be talking about COVID-19. I try not to talk about it as much because we're living in it every day. Try to find things to talk about besides that. But when we are being, when our everyday lives are being affected by this pandemic, you can't help but to talk about it. So we're definitely going to get into a little bit of that. Maybe talk about face masks and some other stuff, you know, that will be good for you to do or to be focusing on at this time. All right? But let's get into the weather. Right now it's partly sunny, highs in the lower 90s, south winds, 10 to 15. Wait, let me make sure I'm in Houston, Texas. Y'all know my weather board sometimes is a little bit off. So I have to make sure I'm giving y'all the right news. I remember one show I was reading weather all the way from Canada. You know what was going on in Canada? I was like, oh my God, did I just read that through the entire broadcast? And yes, I did. So we want to make sure that we got the weather that's lined up for our local area, because we just came out of a rainy week. And I'm here to tell you, I did not enjoy the rainy week. I'm not a rainy day person. Now, a rainy night, I love rainy nights because I can go to sleep now. You know, a little hard to get up in the morning. But I don't want a rainy day. I know it sounds crazy, but it's just the way I am. All right, here we go. Mostly cloudy early in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour for Monday night. Partly cloudy early in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 70s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 90s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And let's look at Wednesday. Oh, because I need you to know what's going on in Houston. Let me tell y'all something. People that live in Houston know somebody got to give you a warning. And sometimes it might not even help, but at least you know. We're talking about July the 1st, okay? On July the 1st, it's going to be partly cloudy till late afternoon, then clearing up, highs in the mid-90s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. It is Let It Play Monday, and I feel a little inspired. So let me see what I can play for you just to get you going. Now, what I did, now I'm not going to lie, you know, I've got a lot of music on this switchboard. But honestly, I'm weaning my switchboard down and sticking to some things that'll keep me, amen, going good. Let's play a little bit of your very own Pastor Jay. This song is called Father, right here on My Gospel Song.
Has me on the rise. Jesus is my sword and shield. All my sins he paid to be. Yes, I know that he is real. That's why I call his name. I call him my Father.
Healing both in mind and body through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favor statement. God bless.
Welcome back. Welcome back to My Gospel Soul with Pastor JC. Love the Lord. Praise God. Amen. He is my source. It's a phrase that people say that really, really, people like to say, chop my hide. And this phrase is, don't cut off your nose to spite your face. Okay. Listen, saints of God should not be using, just my opinion, because God is the source. If he provides for you, he'll provide for the rest of his children. And sometimes we take godly positions in people's lives and we decide that we are the source. We decide that we are the reason they have what they have, not understanding that whatever we have, God gave it to us as well. So we have to be careful. That's a little nugget I'm going to give you today. Be careful what you say when you feel like somebody has used you. Because while they were using you, God was using you. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. So let's make sure that the things that we say line up with the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's keep it going with Let It Play Monday with this song that says Jesus Loves Me right here on My Gospel Soul.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
tells me so.
Him belong. Jesus loves me, for the Bible
an escaped slave. I'm on a rampage. Gotta tell them about Christ before it's too late. They told me I should try to reach the streets. I say the streets ain't big enough. That would only mean defeat. I'm trying to reach the world. Change for my little girl. I get a little dizzy. Life will make your head swirl. But I'm good with the bad. I'm better with the good. I come back stronger thanks to Jesus and the wood. And I'm still hood screaming out south side. But it's different now. Yeah, cause it's not pride. Yeah, I'm alright. Yeah, I'm all good. You don't know me. Dog, I wish you would. Try to throw stones, you don't even know my story. You don't know the pain, you don't even know the glory. And I feel like I'm by myself sometimes. They hate cause I'm bright now, sunshine. Yeah, I'm just fine, cause I ain't dead yet. So go and get your money back, doubles reject. Make a bet, you gon' see me in the end. Romans 8, 28, stronger, I win. Like the man, so you better stand clear. I'm stronger, wiser, fresh out the gate. Jeremiah 29:11, yeah, I'm straight. Cause dog, he had plans for me. And even in the streets, he had his hands on me. So I can't lose. Might be bloody, but dog, I'm unbruised. Top gun of the South, but he not Tom Cruise. Mama ain't raised no fool. Yeah, my life got hard when I ain't played by the rules. But now I'm on a good path. So I sit and laugh and think about how I made it through the aftermath. Lost both parents, baby mama drama. Street still knocking, gone at a comma. Real talk, I'ma give it to your homeboy till you know Jesus. Sin is a decoy.
I know I'm alright cause I'm walking with the Christ. I turn my rejections into perfections. I'm still going strong cause I got protection. That's why I put my arms in the air and stretch them. I'm a brand new me like a resurrection. I feel real rested through the process of getting tested. Now I'm ready for the unexpected. And yes, I'm wiser, harder, faster, stronger. The old Q song is no longer. I got a new hunger. Hunger for the word, yet the truth. Now I feel like my heart is bulletproof from the wicked. Now I'm on a mission for my ticket to heaven. I press forward, I'ma keep on stepping.
people coming to us telling us the world's gonna end, and when the Lord comes back to get us.
Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in here. I had to lay on you, but no one was saving me. My Lord and Savior never forsaken me.
On the battlefield, my life was tainted as an embryo. Yes. Guaranteed not tomorrow, faith bent like a crossbow. Undergo the suicide mission to kill my old life. The mind of Christ made me jump from wrong. Jesus is the light. So in good ground, your anointed words start to fertilize or minimize my simple ways. You only want I have to glorify in this simple world that I'm living in. Get this devil out my body so Jesus Christ can move in. I made a transition from thug to Christian. I was hoping and wishing that God was listening. So I changed my life. My body was a human sacrifice. God has touched me to follow him. Eternal life in paradise. Devil take flight. My life, Jesus has the copyright. Washed in his blood and I still came out white. I still have a long way to go, counting the overflow. Sitting back waiting on Jesus, man, you already know.
Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in here. I had to lay on you for no one was saving me. You my Lord and Savior, never forsaken me.
Let me clarify my simple ways I have to modify. Testify myself being Jesus who I glorify. Testify to the Most High, my past life is sabotage. Evil cover camouflage, the devil in his entourage. It was a major transformation, God, I'm facing. My Heavenly Father forgave me for my sins, his love I'm embracing. Not forsaking the fear of the lost beginning of wisdom. Exercise my faith like I was in a gymnasium. In the auditorium, my King James on him. Let God reign on him, decode a Dane on him. Like Abraham, Lord, take the name on him. No restraint on him, God's son has a plane on him. Lord, for your mercy and grace and protecting me. The devil conjuring up another scandal while you sweating me. Maybe because I changed my life, giving God all the glory. Cross our head, came to me, so Lord, you gonna tell your story.
Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in here. I had to lay on you for no one was saving me.
I came a long way from fighting off them battle cries. Turned my life around from the streets of those who telling lies. Thugs tried to vandalize, think it's cool to advertise. Get themselves in trouble and have the nerve to try to compromise. Looking for some alibis, why they have to verify? Tell me how you justify the reason for you taking lies. Guess you wasn't thinking straight, just trying to fix your dinner plate. But those are the type of things that my Lord will never tolerate. I had to get my life straight, my soul I had to renovate. Cause Jesus is the only person I think I should impersonate. Or should I say just simulate? Let me just elaborate. Anything less than the best is just second rate. He's my favorite heavyweight, best there is to innovate. Watch me as I demonstrate, just to keep you thinking straight. CS3, we never hate, we just here to educate. Praise up on his name, in the end we congratulate.
Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down.
Welcome back to My Gospel Soul with Pastor Jay. Let it play Monday. Yeah, that was a lot of dudes. We came a long way. Want to take time out, you know, to address this COVID-19, okay? The numbers have, I'm in Houston, Texas, the numbers have skyrocketed, and especially in the black community. And Harris County, you know, the Harris County area here in Houston, Texas. And I just want to encourage everyone to, if you have nothing else to do, stay at home. Stay at home. If you got to go out, wear a mask. How hard is that to put a mask on? I know a lot of these masks, like right now I'm having some breathing problems, but I am one of the people that can't deal, my breathing is horrible behind a mask. Because you see me with a mask on, it's like I'm suffocating. But I wear it anyway. I wear my mask because, first of all, I don't want to come home and give any, well, it's just me and my husband that live at our house, but I don't want to go out and give my son something or my children pop up or they bring, I don't want to give anybody anything, okay? So we have to not just protect ourselves, but protect others. When we get to running around all willy-nilly like it ain't a big deal, we put people's lives in jeopardy. Yes, some people live through COVID, but some people pass away. And we used to, you know, when it first started, we used to see the elderly die and people that had diabetes and these, but you don't know whose body can handle COVID-19. And then we watched, they showed the video of D.L. Hughley, you know, when he fell out on stage during a performance because he's asymptomatic. I believe I'm saying it right. In other words, there are no symptoms for him, you know, but he had it. So we don't know where it is. It is an individual, invisible enemy. And we have to treat it as such. We have to be on our guard at all times. We have to have our mask, our glove up, you know, hand sanitizer, you know. And then the thing about hand sanitizer is that it's running low. Now, I was headed over to an appointment on Harwin today. And those of you who say, no, where Harwin is. And as I was going down the block, it was a lot of places that claimed they had hand sanitizer. But I also saw masks. They had some that was like $50 for $14. You don't know what, you know, if it was a surgical mask or, you know, or what kind of mask it was. There were some fabric masks that were on display over off of Harvard. And then one of my pastors, Apostle Samuel Harris, has masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, okay? So it's just get what you need to get to protect your family and to protect those that come around you. We never know who's carrying the bacteria. You know, we're saying it's a contagious virus. It's so many conspiracy theories out behind COVID-19. Right now, do what you know to do. Wash your hands. Even like from the drive-thru, you take a bag out of the drive-thru, don't go, because we do it unconsciously. We automatically touch our nose, our face, because it's a thing that we do. And you never know, so you have to have that hand sanitizer on hand. It has to be convenient. Make sure that you protect yourself, okay? It's not too much. It's not going too far when you can live and see another day the next day. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, and we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. I want to round up the show today. I always love to play one of my little sermons I have uploaded. I'm going to see if I can find it. But it's one of my sermons that I preached when I was visiting my pastor's church. And I had a wonderful, wonderful time there. So I love to play it and just encourage your spirit and let you know that God has your best interest at heart. And whatever you need, God will provide. This sermon is entitled Access Granted, and this is My Gospel Soul. Let it play Monday.
Receive the word. Stand to your feet all around the sanctuary. Amen. Let us now receive Pastor Janine Jackson. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Ain't God good? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Glory to God for this afternoon, Father God, Lord. I ask that I decrease, that you may increase, that your word may go forward, that someone's life is blessed by the word on today. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
Amen. I think that we need to be in a place where we understand who God is. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think sometimes, praise God, we serve God for so long.
Glory to God, we served for so long, and then we just start getting complacent. Amen.
Amen.
We get complacent about reverencing Him. We get complacent, praise God, about our service to Him, praise God. Even in our everyday activity, when we go to work, we get complacent. We go in with zeal when we first get saved, and we want to tell everybody. But then all of a sudden, we fall off. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from Psalms, praise God.
Amen.
Psalms 24. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I think that it's very important that sometimes that we stop and we begin to just research who God is. Amen. Get a refreshing, praise God, of who He is, praise God. Amen. Because sometimes, amen, we can lose that respect for who He is. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not like we're trying to, but time. You know, we get caught up with the world, with life, amen?
Amen?
And then we get caught up with the routine of coming to church and the routine of doing what we're supposed to do, praise God.
Amen.
And it just becomes something that we do,
amen?
But we often have to stop and remind ourselves, praise God, who He is, praise God. I don't know about you, but I want to hold on to my zeal, amen?
Amen.
I want to hold on to that little fear and reverence of God, amen? Hallelujah, because without that fear, you'll do anything, glory to God. Amen. My mama used to say, praise God, don't say what you won't do if you in sin, praise God. Amen. We used to say, I'll do it, but I won't do that. But if you have sin in your life, you open up the door to do anything, praise God. Amen. So we have to be careful, ever so careful, to make sure that we remember who God is, praise God.
Amen.
And it reads, amen, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
That means we belong to Him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. This world belongs to Him, praise God. When we look at what people are doing, and we say that people just do what they want to do. But you have to understand they belong to God too. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And everything that they're doing, God knows about it. Hallelujah.
Because
sometimes even us looking at the Word of God says, when I looked on the wealth of the wicked, amen, my foot almost slipped. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And some of us are right there. We're about to slip. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we see that the world is being blessed. We see that people are getting things, amen, and acquiring things, and we're in a struggle. But God said, wait a minute, hallelujah, all of that belongs to me, glory to God, hallelujah. And we're going to learn, amen, this afternoon, praise God, to stop looking at what everybody else is doing, amen, and make sure we on our job of what we're supposed to do, amen. Hallelujah. That's why some of us can't get breakthroughs, praise God, and go to the next level in Jesus Christ, because we got our eyes on everybody else, hallelujah. Amen. He said, the earth is mine, hallelujah, and they that dwell in it belong to me, hallelujah. And my Bible says, divine ownership, amen. And you see, God is claiming us, hallelujah. Are we claiming Him, hallelujah. He claims us, glory to God. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. How did He find it? How did He found it? Amen. He spoke it. Amen.
Right.
When God speaks a thing, praise God, it's claiming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We used to say it a long time ago, name it and claim it.
Yes.
But that's what God did, praise God. He named it and claimed it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And as we walk and know that we have dominion, because He gave us dominion. Amen. We got to walk, name it, and claim it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to begin to claim our salvation, walk in our salvation, walk proud in our salvation, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, life comes against us, beat us all up, praise God. But I promise you, in the middle of that fight, if you keep on naming and claiming, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For He has founded the seas. He wants us to know just how powerful He is, praise God. Amen. If we can get into our scripture and find out just how powerful He is, when a storm gets a raging in our life, we will stop whining so much. We'll stop crying so much, praise God. We'll stop calling folks so much, praise God, when we realize His power. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. How powerful is He? Glory to God. He established this thing, praise God. Listen, just think about it. We take a moment, just the simplest thing, praise God. How did the water get on the, how did the ocean, how did he form the ocean? How did he put it there? You know, I tell people I get so mesmerized by how he said that he set the heavens between the firmament. He separated the firmament from the body of water. Amen. They in the sky. He separated a body of water in the sky and then put the heavens in the middle of it. Come on. So when the rain falls, they got to pass through heaven just to, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. He's just that powerful. He's doing what he wanted to do. Amen. Glory to God. And this is who we serve. This is the one that said, you belong to me. Yes. This is the one that said, I'm going to give you dominion. Yes. I'm going to make you in my image, praise God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place? Who? Will it be you? Glory to God. Sometimes when you hear this type of scripture, praise God, he's giving you an option.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's saying who? Glory to God. When you read that, you say, I can access that, glory to God. I can access this dominion, glory to God. I can access this creator that made all things, praise God.
Yeah.
See, some of us get so defeated with stuff, praise God. And we forget about the access that we have. I used to tell people all the time, access granted.
Amen.
When you come to Christ, access granted.
Amen.
We get to asking God for stuff we already have access for. We praying and falling out all on the floor and all this, but you don't understand that the blood of Jesus said, access granted.
Yes.
Lord, I've just been designed this for years. He said, why you been designing? Access granted. My son's blood is all over you. Death is passed over you. Come on. Access granted.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Yeah.
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall come before me and ask me for something?
Yeah.
Who shall come before me and believe me for miracles and blessings?
Yeah.
Who shall come before me and believe that I will heal their body so I can get the glory? Who shall come before me, hallelujah, and say, oh, Lord, have mercy. Who will it be? Somebody ought to say right here. I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You ever been in a situation where you wait for them to say you can, you're the one that got it? See, a lot of people play the lottery and will never win. But let me tell you something, amen. You can get in there with God, and he'll say, access granted.
Uh-huh.
You're like, Lord, but I'm not worthy. He say, my grace is sufficient concerning you. Access granted. Lord, I've been to prison. I got drug cases, and I got all this. And you go apply for a job, and God say, access granted. Folks say, I can't get this appointment because I got this too much on my credit. And you're looking at me and say, I see the blood of Jesus on me. I'm going to go apply for it. And they'll say, what? Access granted.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, we got to learn that it ain't about, he said, I own everything.
Yeah.
It ain't about what man going to say to you.
Uh-huh.
Man can't stop nothing, glory to God. It's the folk that get frustrated because they got to tell you, yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
You'll see that thing later. It's the folks that can't stand you, because when you walk in there, they got to tell you, access granted. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who shall stand in the holy place? Are you going to stand in the holy place? Hallelujah. In the secret place? Hallelujah. See, some folks don't understand how powerful it is to stand in the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah. That means, praise God, he's going to show you things, praise God, that other folks don't have access to.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's going to take you around corners and do, come on, hallelujah. He's going to cause you to leap over walls. Come on, hallelujah. He said, through your humility, if you get a little bit low, praise God, the wind say, God say, y'all run and jump. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now watch this. It says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Glory to God. It don't matter what your past say, what you know, but what's in your heart right now? What's in your heart right now? How you feeling right now? Oh, glory to God. How you feel about God right now? What are you believing in for right now? Hallelujah. Woo. He said, clean hands and a pure heart. See, some of us, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Our heart is pure. Amen. We mean well, praise God. See, the world don't care if you mean well, but God do. The world don't care what's on the inside of you, but God do. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We got to get our motives right. We got to get our heart right. We got to stay pure. Amen. Who have not, now watch this, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity? You haven't got caught all up in yourself, praise God. Thinking it's about how marvelous you are, praise God. How gifted and talented you are. Come on. He said, wait a minute. It's not about you, glory to God. He said, I own this whole place, glory to God. I own the car that you drive, glory to God. I own the place that you live in, glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. If I didn't speak it, it wouldn't be so, glory to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. How can we get lifted up in vanity? How can we think that it's about ourselves, glory to God? No, oh, listen, hallelujah. Humility, praise God, is one of the most powerful things that you can walk in, praise God. What hinders you, praise God, is when can't nobody tell you nothing. Why you talking to me like that? I'm grown. Who do you think you are? You are surely headed for a fall. Amen. He said, you're vain. Amen. And what's so crazy about vanity? Vanity is a lie. Yes. Vanity makes you feel a certain way about yourself that's not true. The Bible says you will deceive yourself. You are quicker to believe a lie rather than the truth. Yes. Come on. Amen. That's that twin. That's that bad twin. That bad twin won't want to be pumped up in theyself, praise God. They want everybody telling them how marvelous they are. Come on. How marvelous you are and how wonderful you are. And before you know it, you can't get a prayer through. Well, if I'm so wonderful, why I can't get a breakthrough? Because you operate in vanity, not humility. Amen. Some of us, God want to help us, but we don't even ask God for help because we're so puffed up within ourselves. God said, go live here. We don't want to go live there because we're too good to live there. Amen. We don't want to go and drive there because we're too good. God, you're going to have to do something better than that. Oh, Lord. I heard a testimony of a lady yesterday. She was pastor. She was home and telling her husband, Pastor Moore, the young lady, she had to go live with Pastor Moore, and said that she was going by, her and her husband was riding in an old regular truck they had, and riding by a dumpster. And the people was over in the dumpster. And she said she was curious. She wanted to know what they was jumping over in the dumpster for.
Yeah.
And she told her husband, take me over so I can see what they, he said, I ain't going by no dumpster. You know, I ain't going to no trash can. So she went and walked there herself. Said when she got over in the dumpster, she noticed that the store was emptying out all its clothes. Come on, yes. New clothes, yes. And just dumping them over in there, and the people over in there shopping.
That's right. Wow.
Come on. So what she did was, she went over in the dumpster.
That's right.
And she went over there with loads of trash bags.
Yes.
Got all of them clothes up out of there. Come on, y'all gonna hit that and see that thing in a minute.
Yeah.
She went over in the trash. Come on, hallelujah. And took all the bags of clothes and made $2,000 in one day.
Yeah.
Came back and there it is.
Yeah.
Tell somebody I'm going to get mine. Have access granted. Hallelujah. She had a pure heart. Hallelujah. And she said, I want to see what God has for me. Glory to God. I want to see what they're doing. Now watch this. Lord, sworn deceitfully. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us are deceiving. Glory to God. We're lying. We want God to uphold us in our lives. See, listen, God can help us when we tell him the truth.
Right,
how you going to come to God and say, Lord, I'm so blessed that I ain't hungry, and you know you don't have no food at home. Somebody asks you, do you need something? God sent them to ask you, do you need something?
Yes.
You don't tell them, oh, honey, I'm blessed behind the baby of the Lord. Shut up and hunger too. No, you ain't. You need to say, I need some food.
Yeah.
I don't need no gas money, and you know you've been riding on E and fumes and crap.
Yes.
That's because you're walking in vanity. You're walking in pride, and you are doing this deceitful thing. And see, the crazy thing about it is we walk around like that all the time. See, deceit and lying and stuff, we think it's just an outright, I'm an outright liar. No, sometimes we do that. And we hide behind God just because we don't want to seem pitiful. But do you understand that this is the storehouse, glory to God? God say, oh, Lord, have mercy. He said, bring everything into the house of God that there may be meat in my house, glory to God. So that when you are in need of something, glory to God, when you come into the house of God, hallelujah, he's going to meet the need, glory to God. But you got to open your mouth, glory to God, and begin to say, Lord, hallelujah, it's me standing in the need of bread. Hallelujah. I'm in the storehouse. Some of us don't recognize where we are. That's why we got a mouth problem, glory to God. We're quick to gossip, but we won't ask God for nothing, glory to God. Lord, have mercy. We quick to judge folk, glory to God. And put folk out, glory to God. But we won't ask God for nothing. Hallelujah. Woo. He shall receive. Now watch this. Watch this with your pure heart. Watch this. Somebody say,
access granted.
He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Not from Pookie and your mama and the. No. He said, you're going to receive your blessings from me.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. During the women's conference, praise God, we had an Andean experience.
Yes.
The mother of the church stood up there. She said she was going through. Come on, she was crying in a car.
Yes.
They did something. Then the pastor called and said, what you need?
Yeah.
And he blessed her. Then she said, and then?
And then?
Somebody else called and said, God put you on my heart.
Yeah.
And then? Somebody else called and said, what you need?
Yes.
And she told him.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
Come on. And she kept on going. She kept on saying, and then,
yes.
And then,
yes.
And then.
Yes.
People of God, God is passing out that type of experience.
Yes.
He wants you to, oh Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
He wants you to say, I went to the mailbox.
Yes.
And then.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I went to the job.
Yes.
And then. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh my God, hallelujah. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So he don't just want to bless us, praise God. He's shining us up, praise God. Oh Lord, with that breastplate, you know, when we think about the full armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, that's the front of you.
That's right. Amen.
Come on. That means walk with your head held high,
yes,
amen,
Lord.
In righteousness,
yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
That anything that comes at you, praise God. Listen, that breastplate covers every vital organ. Come on, you got to see that. It covers your heart, glory to God. It covers your lungs, glory to God.
Yes.
It covers all of intestines, glory to God.
Yes.
Every vital organ.
Yes.
Righteousness will protect it, glory to God.
Yes.
So if you got a heart condition, that was Pastor chapter here. If you got a heart condition, glory to God, hallelujah, that breastplate of righteousness, praise God, when the fiery dart come at you, will protect you.
Amen.
He said, blessing and righteousness. I'm going to give it to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then it goes on to say, amen, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. So let me say it again. Amen.
Amen.
This is the generation. Say, I am the generation,
of them
that seek him. Hallelujah. And seek his face, glory to God. Do you understand that if they seek his hand, if they seek his face, glory to God. When I break this down for folk, amen, I say, now why would God want you to seek his face? I say, well, let's just break it down like we are in, you know, a toddler. If I'm looking at your face, I see your eyes. So I wanna see what God sees.
That's right.
Amen. If I'm looking at your face, praise God, amen, I see your nose.
Yes.
That means I want everything I do be to be of a sweet smell and savor to the master. Amen.
Yes.
Come on. When I look at your face, I see your mouth, glory to God. And we all know that the tongue is a ready writer. Come on, hallelujah. Life and death lies in the power of the tongue, glory to God. So I want to speak life, hallelujah. I want to speak life into every situation, glory to God. Into every relationship, glory to God. Into my finances, hallelujah. You'll catch the rest of that later. The ears are on there. Come on, hallelujah. I want to hear the voice of God. I want to listen. My sheep know my voice and a stranger's voice that will not follow. I want to be so close and in tune with God that when he's speaking that still, quiet voice, I know that it's him.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Lift up your heads. Come on, let me encourage you. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Glory to God. Lift up your heads. Look at that scripture. Lift up your heads. Hallelujah. Oh, ye gates, glory to God. See, some of us are in turmoil and we can't see God because we're not looking up. Hallelujah. He said, lift up. See, God sees us as a gate, glory to God. He sees us as a, we said access granted, right? He sees us as a gate. He sees us as, come on. He sees us as an opening to pour into. That's why he always say overflow. That's why he always say, I want to pour into you. I want to add to you.
Yes.
Glory to God. Because that's how he sees us, praise God.
Yes.
He wants to add and pour into and increase.
Yes. Yes.
Mm, my God. Lift up your heads. Hallelujah. It said, and the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle, glory to God. Do you know who he is, glory to God? Do you know who you carrying around with you, glory to God? Do you know who said access granted, glory to God? You got to know what he has in order to understand, amen, what you got access to. You got to know who he is. I tell people all the time, why are you asking for peace like that? Lord, give me peace, Jesus. Lord, give me peace. Do you have God?
Uh-huh.
You already got it.
Yeah.
We know we pray like that. We pray, Lord, give me peace. Lord, I need just a little more grace. Lord, I need this, that, and the other. And he said, what's wrong with you? I'm in you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
You already have it.
Yeah.
You already have it. This message today should help you, praise God.
Yeah.
Understand that you already have everything that you need.
Amen.
That's why you should receive God.
Yeah.
We ask for a little bit out of the benefit package. And you know, if you apply for a job and they tell you get benefits, you ain't gonna go in there and say, just give me the dental. I just want the dental. I don't want the rest of that. You know, my eyes are fine. Yeah. I don't need medical. I just want to get my teeth fixed. I got a little cavity. You don't say that. You want that whole benefit package. So what am I trying to help you with today? It says, who shall? Who shall? Will it be you? Do you want the whole benefit package? Come on, hallelujah. Well, let me tell you a secret. You already got it. Hallelujah. That's great. Hallelujah. and come back, you're going to get that breakthrough.
Mouth,
and you found that trumpet of Zion, he say, I have to show up. When he sees faith,